Redneck young drunk of 30 and would have bored me ordinarily.
The Barstool Preacher!
Oh, what is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Got my belly out to here.
Beer.
I could not refuse
beer.
I could really use a beer.
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 What's the name of the song we sing in the day? Can I get an amen?
Yeah! Why are you in a bar?
Bite me, that's why, douchebag.
And the music is always cowboy, hillbilly, and Mexican. Absolutely the worst program in the entire history of the country, and nobody can do anything about it.
Howdy. Howdy and welcome. That's how it rolls. Howdy and welcome once again, folks, to yet another installment of the Gospel According to the Barstool Preacher. That's right. Here we go again. My phone's blowing up. Keep looking at it. I'm going to try to focus. Try to focus on just doing the show. I've been goofing off on the old Instagrams lately, right now, and it's starting to show its rear its ugly head, so to speak. Show the effects of the bullshit I've been doing. If you don't know, you can go over to Instagram, and I am at Todd Bugs, however it works, and you can go look at all the pictures on there. Alrighty. This is the Gospel According to the Barstool Preacher. You know that, right? You can get this over at RadioBillyFM.com. RadioBillyFM.com is the home to many of fine shows. If you'd like to go over to RadioBillyFM.com and check that out, I think it'd be a good thing. I think you should. There's a lot of stuff over there, too. There's links to other pages. There's a store. I'm not sure. Last time I checked, the Luck of the Draw CD was still unavailable over there. Man. Got a frog in my throat. It's been here all day. I can't get rid of it. I did get an email earlier this week. I believe yesterday or the day before. And I keep meaning to write back, and I keep forgetting to write back. But, holy smoke, my phone's blowing up again. And I feel bad because I can't remember who it was. Well, you know what? Whoops. Let me just go ahead and dig it out here. Let me see if I can find it on my phone while it is all blowing up. Kevin. That's it. Kevin emailed me, and he said that he said some really nice things. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. I'm glad you look forward to listening to the show every Monday. That's really cool. I'm glad to hear that. But you were saying that you've tried. See, I don't know. You said that there's a reason your site won't open up for flat black. I don't know what that is. I don't know. I mean, I know what flat black paint is, but I don't know what flat black on a computer is. And he said you're a t-shirt junkie and you want to order some stuff from the store over at RadioBillyFM.com. In all honesty, buddy, I don't do anything with RadioBillyFM's webpage. I just I send my shows in. That's something that needs to be taken up, I guess, with Barry. So PsychoBillyDeluxe@gmail.com would be a good way to get a hold of Barry and ask him, you know, how to get his shirts or find out why you can't open the page. I really, honestly, I don't know. I'm not very computer literate, so I don't know why it wouldn't work. I checked it after earlier today after I got the email. I checked it on my computer and it works, but I use Foxfire, so I don't know if that's something different. So I can get from one page to another, but I don't know. I really don't know, and I apologize for not knowing. But if you want to get a hold of Barry, I'm sure he can square it out with you. And if not, at least he can say, you know, hey, here's a couple free t-shirts just, you know, for your headache. Because he should be giving them away. If I had Barstool Preacher t-shirts, I'd give them away. In fact, I think I made 5 Barstool Preacher t-shirts. Ooh, that's kind of hard to say. I think I made 5 at one point. And I do believe I gave away 4. And then Chrissy took 1. So that's where the 5 went. I don't know. I mean, I know Nate, Psychobilly Garden Party. Nate, he's talking about making some shirts. So, you know, get a hold of him if you want a Psychobilly Garden Party shirt. And if you think that a Barstool Preacher shirt would be a good idea, I mean, let me know. Maybe I'll make some more. I'll make another run. So, there you go. So, yeah. Phone shut off. Come on. Kevin, right? Kevin. I gotta pay more attention to these things. I'm really sorry. I don't know how to make it work. I really should email you back. I shouldn't just talk to you over the show like this. That's kind of rude of me. I really should email you back. So I think I will, and hopefully I'm gonna get off my ass and email you back before this show is released so that you know I'm not that bad of a jackass. Anyway, what was I talking about? RadioBillyFM.com. Go check it out. There's a lot of stuff there. And there's a store where you can buy t-shirts and CDs and maybe Luck of the Draw CDs if you so desire. The Gospel According to the Barstool Preacher is also rebroadcast weekly over at Bazooka Radio at BaltimorePsychobilly.com. We're on the Stitcher app. If you got a smartphone, we're all over the place. There's another one like iRadio or something like that, or I don't know what it is. There's another app that I heard that the show was on. And you can also listen to this show weekly over at PodunkRadio.com. PodunkRadio.com is another incredible 24-hour, 7 days a week streaming radio station. They've got live DJs and chats, so you can get in the chat and you can talk to the DJs while they're playing. You can listen to my podcast because I don't do it live. But you can get in on the chat. You can talk to the DJs while they're playing. You can request songs. It's really cool. So check that out over at PodunkRadio.com. That's right. That's right. Tonight's show, man, I got some stuff. I got a phone call a couple weeks ago that I completely forgot about. And so I'm going to play that tonight. And then I got another phone call from the same person this week, and I'm going to play that as well. So I got some phone calls to play. I got a collection plate offering last week that I didn't get time to get to because the show was already recorded, so I'm going to do it this week. And then I got an email with an interesting collection plate. There was a couple people that, I think there was three total for the collection plate offerings, and one of which really offered up a bunch of songs and said, you know, hey, pick and choose which songs you want. And I said, you know what, I want to pick and choose all of them. So I've got an entire block of music tonight that's going to be nothing but collection plate. So it's going to be a little odd, but oh well, that's what you get, I guess. Let me see, what else? What have I got to talk about? If you want to get a hold of me, you can email me, barstoolpreacher@yahoo.com, or you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Todd Bugs. On Facebook, I am Todd Bugs. On Instagram, I am Todd Bugs. On Life, I am Todd Bugs. In the mail, I am Todd Bugs. My name is Todd Bugs, for the most part. You can call me 530-618-BUGS. 530-618-2847. And you can mail me something, P.O. Box 816, Lake Hughes, California, 93532. If you didn't get any of that information, you can go to the show notes over at RadioBillyFM.com. I know a while back I said I was going to quit counting the number of the show. And I don't know what number it was that I quit counting at, but let's be honest. I still count the shows. I still know because, I mean, it's a reference point. I have to know what the number of the show is. I don't say it every week. But this week's show is a special number. Actually, you know what? Let me do this. Let me bring this down all nice and sexy. Nice and quiet. Let me play something for you here to let you know. See if you can figure out what this week's show is. Okay, ready?
And you don't stop, cause it's 187 on an undercover cop.
Yeah, and you don't stop,
cause it's 187 on an undercover cop.
That's right, folks. Tonight's show is show number 187. Get that back up. Yeah, and you don't stop. It's 187. Can you believe that? 187 shows in a row, bitches. You haven't heard that in a while, have you? Holy smokes. 187 shows. That's more than 186. That's a lot of shows. Yeah, so there you go. We're at 187. How about that? And then tonight's show, like I said, it's going to be a little different with the collection plate stuff. I got a little off the rails on the last block because that's kind of how I tend to do. But I started out tonight's show with the Pioneers doing Dealt a Bad Hand. And I've been jibber-jabbering quite a bit, so I'm going to get right back into the music here. This is Motochrist doing Six Shooter, Six String, Six Pack. Motochrist. They're a good band. Check them out right now. Or as soon as I click on it, I guess, you know, because I can let this music go. I got 27 minutes worth of rumble that I could talk over. You want to just hear that? Let's listen to rumble for a while. I can't do that. No, I'm done. I got to move on. Here's Motochrist. I will be back shortly.
We'll dude. She's strung down Broadway in the eyes of the killer. She's the upcoming play. Knock on her door. Welcome to virus. It's HIV, herpes, and hepatitis. Forgotten faces and forgotten.
Yep. And just like that, I'm back. My mic stand just fell. Holy. Yep. All right, well, let me just tell you what it is that we just heard in that last block of music. That was some good stuff. Started that out with Motocrist doing Six Shooter, Six String, Six Pack. Even though they sang Six Shooter, Six Strings, Six Packs. So it was plural, but the title is Six Pack, singular. So I have issues with that. Be consistent, people. That's all I have to say. Say something and mean it, for Christ's sakes. After Motocrist, we heard Big Midnight doing Neglect Yourself. That's a good tune. Then we heard some Generators doing Down in the City. I dig me some Generators. We played, my band and I, we played with them at the Garage a while back, a number of years ago. And, man, such a great band. It was just so awesome playing with bands that you really like and that, you know, you're excited to see. And, you know, I've toured with a few bands, you know, where I'm like, I really like them at the beginning of the tour. And then by the end of the tour, you're like, it's just them again. But, you know, every now and then you get these one-off gigs and you're just like, oh, my God, I don't believe it. I get to watch these guys from backstage and da-da, whatever. And, like, the Garage doesn't have backstage. But still, to watch the Generators play after us was pretty amazing. I like those guys. The Generators doing Down in the City. After the Generators was the Original Sinners, which I've also shared the stage with. X-Scene Cervenka's band, the Original Sinners, doing the tune Who's Laughing Now. After that, we heard some Midnight Evils doing Gone to the Dogs, which is what my house is. And let me close it out there with the Lords of Altamont doing The Split. So there you go. We are all up to date. That's right. That is right. I talked a lot in that last block or last break, so I think I'm going to not talk as much this break. But I alluded to earlier, I got a phone call a couple weeks ago because I was talking about, you know, my band, we're in the studio recording. We're getting shit done. We're trying to put out a new EP, new record. And we're shooting a video. We're getting really close to actually nailing everything down. Richie, the drummer, he's also the cinematographer, the director, and he's got some staked out places where we're going to do it at, and he's working really hard to get this whole thing together. So we are shooting the video soon, and I had said a few shows back, if you had any ideas, if you could, where am I at here? If you could send me, or I don't know, tell me whatever idea you had for the video. That's right. And I got a phone call. Man, I'm trying to multitask here and it's not working. Let me turn this down. Let me play the phone call, if I can. Come on now. Okay, I think this is it.
Hey, Todd, this is Damien. It's Monday morning. I'm just listening to the newest episode. And we're talking about the video for the Lot Lizard song. And I had an idea for the video. And my idea for the video is that you need to be dressed in drag playing the Lot Lizard.
Anyways,
that's my two cents. I hope you use that idea. And you need to get yourself a wig. You need to get some of those, like, Twisted Sister, D. Schneider fishnets going on. And some interesting makeup. That too. Yep, that's my idea. Hope you like it. Bye.
Damien, brother. My friend Damien. Yeah, I'm not too sure about that. I have worn a dress before. We had a bass player, and he was about maybe 3 weeks in, and we had a gig, and he was really nervous. He was like, man, I've only had like 3 practices, and we got this gig, and it's like, you know, he was kind of nervous about it. And so the day of the gig, I went out and I bought a sundress, and I put it on, and then I put my jeans on and my shirt and everything over it. And so, you know, didn't say anything about it, you know. And then we set up and everything, the house lights go down, and the stage manager, whatever, is like doing the flashlight thing, shove us all on stage. And so bass, drums, guitars, you know, they all run out. And I start to step out. I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot something backstage. And I turn around and I ran backstage. And I took off my shirt and I took off my pants. And now I'm wearing this white and blue shoulder, like, spaghetti strap sundress. And I walk out on stage and, like, the whole crowd is just like, what the fuck? And I lean over to the bass player, Dan. I lean over to him and I'm like, hey, fuck up all you want. No one's going to notice now. And then we played the whole set with me in a dress. So I'm not afraid to wear a dress. And actually, after you called me, Damien, I told Richie about it, and he thought that was a brilliant idea. So it might happen, much to my chagrin. I have a wig. I have a wig from, like, Halloween from, like, 3 years ago or something, where it was, like, a slash wig. So it was all black and curly. That might not work too well. But, I don't know. It might happen. We are going to shoot the video pretty soon here. And actually, while I was thinking about it, I don't have it. I don't have the song on my computer, but I have it on my phone. So I'm going to play you guys a snippet. I'll turn this crap down. Let me play you a snippet of the Lot Lizard. I'll just put it into the microphone here and see how it works. Yeah, you get the idea. That's a horribly mixed. It's not even mixed, actually. That's just straight off the board. But yeah, that's what you got to look forward to. A video to that song. And you might see me in a dress. You never know. You never know. All right, I'm going to get back into the music here. This is the collection plate. Now, this whole next block was sent in by you lovely, fine listeners. And I'm starting it out with... It kind of pains me to say it. It actually does. It sucks. Nick Curran died. And I recorded the show last week before I had got the news, so I didn't really get to do a proper show in honor of him, although I did try to dedicate that show to him. Even though I had recorded it prior, I felt it was somewhat relevant because it was kind of sad. The whole show was kind of sad. And God damn it, if it doesn't suck, man. Like, Nick Curran. I mean, I've had the opportunity to see him a few times, and the guy never failed to deliver. Just an incredible talent. And just... I mean, I tell you, man, cancer is just... Cancer is bullshit. It is just... It's bad. And, you know, like, I thought he was doing good. I thought he was doing better than... I think he was doing worse than what he was portraying. Because... I would, get the Facebook update things and, you know, the little here's and there's about, you know, what he's doing and how he was doing. And I think he was keeping it a little bit more upbeat to the public than how it really was. And it is super unfortunate. It's just, it's so sad that he went so early. 35 years old. I mean, that's criminal. That is just, and such a talent. God damn it. So last week when I had put a thing up on Instagram about him, his passing and how it made me sad, I had a comment on the Instagram saying, how about a collection plate offering? So I'm going to open up this collection plate offering with Nick Curran and the Lowlifes doing Dream Girl. So, because it was a collection plate offering. And the rest of the stuff kind of goes off the rails a little bit, but you got two people to blame for that. Now I'm all bummed out. All right. Here's the collection plate. I'll be back in a bit.
Hello, I'm Ben Bartlett, and today we're going to share with you an exciting, versatile new concept, the collection plate.
I'm sure my husband gave some last week.
You can have it, but I want you to know I'm not happy about it.
I have so little to give.
We'll be right back. Now look at here. Now there's this girl. She won't leave me be. She freaks my mind through and through. I'm sitting and wondering what the hell am I to do? Because she calls to me at night when I lie asleep in bed. And if she doesn't stay away, I'm gonna wind up dead. She's a girl of my dreams, and I hope this nightmare will come true. She's got the dagger eyes, fiery hair.
To drink. It's more to do with the way I think. Leave the light on. Leave the light on. Leave the light on for me. I'm so sorry. Can I get you a cup of coffee? Don't tell your friends. Don't tell your friends. I promise it won't ever happen again. Leave the light on. Leave the light on. Leave the light on for me. Frustrating for you? Well, it's frustrating for me. You're lying there, and you're beautiful. You're beautiful, and of course I want to. Why wouldn't I? It doesn't mean I don't love you. One more try with me above you. Leave the light on. Leave the light on. Leave the light on for me. It's nothing to do with anything I've had to drink. There's something wrong with the way I think. When I am with my own hand, never used my rusted gun of Milan.
Love is like a rambling road. Oh! out. Empty seated in common and ascension out now. Perfect.
That ending caught me a little off guard. But I was quick to respond. That's right. Goddamn Los Astragers. All right, well, let me just tell you what it is that we heard in that last block. We started it out with Nick Curran and the Low Lives doing Dream Girl. After that was little Art Burt doing Rusted Guns of Milan. Then we heard some MC5 doing Ramblin' Rose. After the MC5, we heard some Bad Brains doing Big Takeover. God, I love Bad Brains. And there was some Madsen doing Brainwash Factory, and then close it out there with Los Ass Draggers. Treat me like a... I almost said treat me like a lady. Holy smokes, treat me like a king. That's right, treat me like a king. Like a lady king, I guess. Treat me like a lady. What the hell? Oh... So there you go. We're all up to date. Let me see here. I got some stuff. Earlier, I played a phone call from Damien, friend of the show Damien. He and his wife are doing a show. They're going to be rocking out acoustically. Two guitars and two vocals, from what I can understand, over at the Neighborhood Cup. And I believe it's One Journey, Alicio Viejo, California. I think that's what he said. The Neighborhood Cup. They're playing from 6 to 7:30. It's the weekend before... Actually, let me look at this here. The weekend right before All Hallows Eve. What do we got? This will be the 27th, I think. October 27th, I believe, is when they are going to be doing that. And he was asking me to mention it to you fine folks that listen. Anybody in the Southern California, Orange County area that know where Alicio Viejo, I think that's out by, it's where the 5 and the 405 kind of meet out there in like El Toro way, I think. I think that's about the area. I spent some time out that way. So yeah, go check out the Neighborhood Cup between 6 and 7:30 if you got a Halloween party to go to afterwards. You know, it's early enough to go check it out. But I'm going to let Damien say it here. Let me turn this down. Let's see here. I believe this is it. Let's let Damien tell you what the details are.
Hey, Todd, this is Damien.
Hey, Damien.
I'm calling to ask you a favor. I was hoping you could tell people about a coffee house performance me and my wife are going to do.
Absolutely.
It's in Southern California, Orange County, South Orange County area, actually. We're just doing an acoustic set from 6 to 7:30 at a coffee house called the Neighborhood Cup. And the address is One Journey in the city of Aliso Viejo in California. And we're just going to play folk and Americana and a little acoustic rock. Just two guitars and me and my wife singing, and it's no big deal. It's early in the evening. I know it's the Saturday before Halloween, so early in the evening enough that people have Halloween parties, they could still come and then go to their Halloween parties. And or they could come in costume. I don't know, I'm not going to be in costume, but my kids will be there. My kids are going to be in costume probably. So, I guess you don't have to tell people. You could just play this phone call, couldn't you?
That's what I'm doing.
But anyways, if you do, thanks a lot. And talk to you later.
Again, damn you, my brother. Good to hear from you. I will definitely get the word out. Hopefully folks can come check you out. I would if I were in the vicinity. If you ever want to play Lake Hughes, I could set that up as well. Maybe we could do a Barstool Preacher acoustic show and you and your wife could play some stuff. And that'd be kind of fun. I think we should talk. Maybe we could work something out. And also, I got a couple other... I got another phone call from Damien and... You were saying how you were worried that you were bugging me. Don't worry about that, brother. You can call me 10 times a day, every day, and it would not bother me. I have no issues with you giving me a call. I felt bad that I didn't call you back. Here I am, like I'm answering the emails by the show and I'm answering phone calls by the show. I really should be a better person and just email and call people back. You know? I should. I'm a bad person. But you know who's a good person? Damien. So go check him out. The Neighborhood Cup over there. One Journey, Alicia Viejo, California, from 6 to 7:30. I did get another phone call, like I was just alluding to, from Damien, saying that he was going to do some really rough recordings, just some kind of live stuff of him and his wife in his living room, and he was going to send them in. And then I could play them so you could find out what it is you're in store for to hear. And Damien, I'm totally looking forward to that. He's going to record. He was all pressed for time, and then he realized that he had another week. So he said, I'm going to record it this weekend, give it a little bit of effort, and try to, use GarageBand or something like that to get it to sound relatively professional and get it out to me. So I'm totally looking forward to that. I would absolutely be down for playing some of those songs. So whatever it is you send in, Damien, if you think it's broadcast quality, you think it's good, you're proud of it, send it to me, and I will play it because I'm looking forward to hearing it. So there you go, folks. Go check him out. Look forward to next week because hopefully we'll have some acoustic renderings from friend of the show, Damien. Yay! I like Damien. Yay! All right, I'm going to get back into the music here. I got some stuff. It's kind of punk rock, a little bit of psychobilly, but mostly punk rock, because that's just kind of the mood I was in after getting the collection plate stuff. And goddamn, Bad Brains. Come on. How can you not want to play punk rock after listening to Bad Brains? But I'm going to start out here with the Crewmen doing a cover of The Who doing My Generation. So check it out. Get your drinks ready. It's going to be last call. I'll be back shortly. You thought I was going to say it a bit. But no, I won't be back in a bit. I'll be back shortly. In a short bit? I'll be back in a bit. People will try to put it down. Just because we get around. Things they do are also cool. Why not forget all? Why don't you all fade away? Don't try to dig what we are. Still. Not trying to cause a big sensation. Don't get mad, my generation. We'll be right back.
5, 4, 6, 8. When I kiss you, love to hate. 1, 2, 3, 4. And a mighty goat has roared.
Do my damnedest to not spill. My shot this week. Good Lord, I can't believe I did that. It's all cleaned up. All is good. And actually, the studio has a nice cinnamony aroma since I spilled the shot. And I'm okay with that. I'm damn well okay with that. Before we get into the last part of the show, let me give you the quick rundown of what we just heard. I started that block out with the Crewmen doing Talking About My Generation. That's right, the Who cover, My Generation. Then we heard some Frantic Flintstones doing Stuck in the Middle with You, which is a cover, and I don't know who does it, but it's the Flintstones do such a better version of the original, because the original is classic rock crap. I don't like classic rock. Ugh. After the Frantic Flintstones, we heard something from The Business doing Harry May. God, what a great song, Harry May. Then we heard some UK subs doing I Live in a Car. After the UK subs, we heard some Lurkers doing Ain't Got a Clue. And then closed it out there with Gonads, or The Gonads, doing punk rock will never die. And I believe that. Punk rock will never die. As long as I'm on the air. 187 weeks in a row, bitches. And I will keep punk rock alive. Punk rock will never die as long as I'm doing my show. Because I love me some punk rock, bitches. And that block there should show you. And come on, the business, UK subs, lurkers. I like me some punk rock. I really do. I really do and truly enjoy some punk rock. All right, buddies. My friends. Most of you are in your cubicles on a Monday morning listening to this. And I am hooting and hollering on a weekend night. Getting ready to do a shot of Fireball because it is last call, folks. So hoist your coffee cups high and your lattes, your tea, depending on where you're from. And let's do a shot. Cheers. Who's drinking with me? Come on. Throw it back. That is good stuff. Cheers. God damn. Thank you guys so much for listening. I tell you what. That is the best thing that could happen. That you guys listen. Because if you didn't listen, I'd be doing this just for me. And that'd be kind of pathetic. Although it'd be kind of nihilistic. And, you know, but I'd probably still do it. Even if I was the only person that ever heard that. No, that's not true. Well, you know what? That might be true because I talk to myself a lot. I'm the only person that hears that. All right. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of me, barstoolpreacher@yahoo.com is a mighty fine way to do it. Preacherman at radiobillyfm.com is another fantastic way to do that. That way you can email me if you want to call me, 530-618-2847. That also spells out bugs if you have an older phone that has numbers and letters on the numbers. So, yeah, 530-618-BUGS. You can call that. You can leave a message. You can, like Damien did, I played him on the show. If you want to be heard on the show, then that's a pretty fine way to do that. You can even email me an MP3 if you like have a collection plate offering or something like that that you want to introduce. Then, you know, go ahead and record a little MP3 and email it to me. If you want to send me something, you want to mail me something, P.O. Box 816, Lake Hughes, California, 93532. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on MySpace. That's right, bitches. I got a MySpace Barstool Preachers page. So you can find me. You can get a hold of me. If you need to get a hold of me, you can damn well do so. And I suggest that you do. Next week. SCTA, holy moly, Southern California Timing Association. That's right, next week is El Mirage. I gotta get my show done earlier in the week because I will be out of town the whole weekend. I got me a new dirt bike quad thingy that I'm gonna be taking out to El Mirage, and I got a whole bunch of other stuff going on, so wow. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do my show early next week. So if you got a collection plate offering, get it in early, and I'll get it on the show. That's right. And if you're going out to El Mirage, well, hot damn, give me a call or text, whatever, 530-618-BUGS, and let me know you're out in El Mirage, and I'll meet up with you. It'll be fun. It'll be good. I heard it rained. I mean, fuck, dude, it rained here. Like, you wouldn't believe. I actually got escorted on the highway by the highway patrol. Because it was so bad. Like, the rain was so horrible. And I'm driving my van, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's rain. Come on. And about 20 minutes in, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to die. Oh, my God. And I was, like, all white-knuckle in the steering wheel. And then, you know, I made it up the hill, and everything was fine. But, so, yeah, the weather's crazy, crazy. And so that day, that was, what was that, Thursday? Wednesday, Thursday, something like that last week. And the rain was god awful horrible. And then by the time I got to the high desert, I was watching the rain clouds go over, you know, Lake LA and heading out towards El Mirage, and I was like, oh my god, it's gonna get wet. And then last night, Friday night, I was at the bar, the local bar, and I was talking to another buddy of mine that's SCTA-ish, who was El Mirage-ish, and he said that there was standing water on the lake bed, and which is a bad thing because we want to go dry lake bed racing, not wet lake bed racing. And he said, yeah, I heard there was some standing water. And I'm like, I wouldn't surprise me because I saw the rain. I was in the rain. I saw it head out that way. So we're hoping that it'll clear out by next week, which I'm sure it will. I mean, it's going to be 85 degrees the rest of this week. So, yeah, you know, it'll warm up and it'll dry out the lake bed. So we're racing next weekend. El Mirage. Go out there and go watch some land speed racing. It'll be fun. I tell you what, it's a good time. It is a really good time. I'm going to take the puppies. We're going camping. Hot damn, we're going camping. So, yeah, I guess with all that said, I got to get the show done earlier in the week. So if you got a collection plate offering, send it to me. I'll probably record my show Wednesday-ish. That gives me Thursday to pack and Friday to leave. So, yeah, you know, probably Wednesday-ish. So if you got a song you want to hear, you want to hear, or you want to give me a call and say something, well, damn, do it. Give me a call. All right, folks. It's already been last call. We're done with that. Who's drinking with me is cheers to you. I got to go. I'm going to close out tonight's show with a little Slaughter and the Dogs doing the tune Situations, just because I got all into that British punk from that last block of music. I mean, come on, The Business, UK Subs, Lurkers. Ugh. What else is there? Slaughter and the Dogs. All right, here you go. Slaughter and the Dogs, Situations. I'm out of here, guys. Thanks for listening. Give me a call. Give me an email. Please? Come on, just do it. I'll see you next week. Please? Come on. An email? BarstoolPreacher@yahoo.com. Miss you guys. Please? Give me a call. Please?
In the state of Missouri, it's a felony to strike a bartender, all right?
We're over. You hear me? Over. O-V-E-R. Over.